Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
If you wrap foil around that, just like the little bit of the base part of the banana where the fruit is, wrap foil around that top and they will last longer.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Who needs your bananas to last longer, though?
Look, I don't want to go to the store every day for bananas.
They're 8 cents each.
What the hell are you talking about? What is going on?
You're going to wrap them in foil?
They're better when they're just a little green. Yeah.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Too much work.
Not that much trouble, Ritz.
Too much work.
Says the guy that's got a spreadsheet with 3,000 fantasy teams.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I thought about that conversation again today. I think about it every time I buy bananas. And you too.
Me too.
And I pick up the bananas and I put them on the scale and there's like a lot of them and it's $1.11. Everything is way more expensive than before.
But bananas.
A bunch of bananas, $1.11.
Right.
You got to wrap them in foil. Yeah. I bought a bag of spinach that was $4. Crab meat, forget it, like 30.
Yeah.
I mean, just, I know, like, first world. My crab meat is too expensive. But the point isn't the crab meat. The point is the bananas don't change. The bananas are still the bananas. They're still like a dime each.
Yeah. Preserving them is about flavor, not economics.
Okay.
That's all there is to it.
Oh, I forgot.
I'm not really worried about the, you know, the 7 cents a banana or whatever it costs.
Well,
or whatever you say there.
What did you shoot today?
Holy.
Maybe you're too distracted by your golf.
Yeah, no.
To care about the price of bananas.
No. Golf has been a process.
Don't worry out there.
It's been a real process.
Don't worry out there. The Memorial Day, the annual Memorial Day speech is still in the green room for tomorrow, because it's about Monday. The benefits of Memorial Day extend to even like as soon as today. Look around our office. It's already Memorial Day weekend here. Like, there's nobody out there.
Every day here is Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, well, okay.
Kind of. Mean, not to tell on anyone.
But there's not even Ross is here.
Says the guy who gets here at 2:15 every day, by the way.
I know. Like,
I don't know who exactly I'm judging. There might actually be people here in the morning.
Not even Ross or Amanda are out there right now. You can usually count on one of them.
Well, I did say to you off the air, like, you're in a little trouble here, and you went right to Monday, which does look nice, and it's actually encouraging. I feel like it's that forecast has gotten better as we've gone day by day here, I feel like.
What do you know?
But the whole weekend is the thing, I think. Memorial Day weekend. I feel like you always brag about how beautiful it is for the entire weekend, and we're maybe in a little trouble. Look, by Sunday, maybe we're clearing up.
I can't guarantee for you three perfect summer days every year on this weekend.
It is a lot to ask.
What I can promise you is it's meaningful, that will make you feel something to start the weekend, or even just on Monday. That's important. That's good. I mean, no offense. Labor Day, who do you salute on Labor Day? Like, who do you raise a glass to on Labor Day?
The American worker.
The American worker. Like, so us. I mean,
no.
So, I mean, Memorial Day is way above Labor Day and a lot of other holidays.
We are not the American worker.
I mean, it's way up there. So it's got that. That's where you start. That has to be first. And then beginning of summer, usually great, even perfect, if it's not. So you have to play Scrabble on, worst case scenario, you play board games on Monday, or you watch, you know, a Harry Potter marathon. Is that so bad? You'll leave work tomorrow. You know you have the 3 days. It's not even June yet. The sun's up at like 5:30 in the morning. All of it is just the best.
So defensive about all this. Harry Potter in board games?
Defensive.
From it's one of the best days of the year to like worst case scenario, I'm watching Harry Potter movies?
Whatever. What do you want me to, what movie do you want? You want Rocky? You have Rocky. I don't care. You want to watch lacrosse playoffs? Watch the lacrosse final on Monday.
I want to watch my golf ball fly through the air and not plug into the mud soaked fairways. That's what I want to do on Memorial Day.
Okay, well then, I don't want to say what I want to say now.
I'll probably
play somewhere else. Maybe you can find a place where the ball will bounce for you.
Actually, the place that I play at Delaware Park, I have tee times for Sunday and Monday morning, and with all this rain, I'm thinking lots of places will be in pretty tough shape. Even this weekend, Delaware Park will not be one of them.
That's good.
There is one spot on that golf course that holds water, and it's from the tee box to the green on a par three. And there's a cart path that you don't even have to walk through the junk. I mean, if you hit your ball in it, then you're in some trouble. But there will be standing water there. Anywhere else on that golf course is dry as a bone.
Then what are you worried about?
You're just trying to find holes in my argument. Well, that's it. Yeah, because you know you've just
Harry Potter
for years here. You've talked about you don't like my you don't like my aluminum foil on the bananas and my French vanilla ice cream. I gotta pick at you with something.
Of course, right? 50 years in a row, it's a perfect day. Then one time it might be a little cool. Maybe the ground is wet. Oh no!
I'm gonna take it out on
Sorry. You know, it's not going to be like July 4th on a Wednesday, or you have to go to Aunt Barb's, you know, for you to put a suit on and go to your cousin's house. You don't even know them. You're just going to talk about politics all day. Memorial Day, just grill some hot dogs, and you know, if you don't want to watch Harry Potter, you don't have to. You're going to watch. Well, you can't watch the Leafs.
No, that's right.
But you can watch whatever. You pick. Yeah. There's 100, not 1,000 options. Yesterday, we're complaining about all the streaming options. There's going to be, watch a Mad Men marathon or whatever. Like, it's not even going to come to that. Monday's going to be real nice.
Yeah.
Monday's going to be nice, and you'll appreciate it more because Saturday, if not also Sunday, we're a little, you know,
I think
gray,
so. I think dreary. Sunday looks okay. Maybe a little dreary, but I think as the day goes on, it looks, listen to me like I'm a weatherman here. But yeah.
Sounds great.
Saturday looks tough, but Sunday, Monday, I think we'll be all right.
So, this has taken a few more minutes than I had anticipated. It is May 22nd, also known as Josh Allen's 30th May 22nd. We didn't spend a lot of time on his birthday yesterday, but I wanted to raise a question, and anybody who wants to is willing to jump in right now, all day. We have, what, two guests, so we'll work around that. But I'm hoping for fans to jump in with an answer to this question, because I think most Bills fans who think about Allen and his career, like, you know, in any depth, would have a name for this. He just turned 29 yesterday. I don't have to tell you what he's accomplished, what he has meant to the Bills, what he means in the league. Who is your favorite or you think the best career comp for Allen?
Whew.
This is where Bulldog thinks about the fact that I did not ask him this earlier. He likes to tell you that he likes
I do like this because I can be an overthinker.
I thought about telling you this idea a couple hours ago when I was making veggie chili with cornbread cheddar biscuits.
A little subtle brag there. Biscuits, huh?
Yeah.
From scratch?
From scratch.
Wow. That's
first time. That turned out great.
All right. Good job. When did Elway first get to a Super Bowl? And
John
lose? Pretty early,
Elway.
Right? Within 5 years?
John right? Elway. All right. Let's start there. John Elway was the first pick of the 1983 draft. 1986 season was the drive. So he was in the Super Bowl in his fourth year. And his fifth.
Right.
And his seventh.
Right. Loss. Is there another one in there? Two.
Late. Giants, Washington, Niners. He beats Green Bay. Was it only three? It might have been only. Was there one more? Denver had four losses, but one was pre-Elway.
Oh, okay. Craig Morton against the Cowboys or something. And Butch Johnson.
And Norris Weiss.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no, that's right. So he had the three losses, but still.
Through his seventh year, Allen is 7 years?
Yeah, he's going into year eight, right.
So through 7 years, Elway had been to three.
Okay, then let's table that.
But look, what makes it interesting is there are many ways to attack it. And team, I think what you just sort of came up with is probably pretty common, where you would think about, because it's quarterback, you would never do this for any other position, but because it's quarterback, you would think about team results. What did his team accomplish? Allen, like, he could get there, he could win four, for all we know. But to this point, there's a but with him. Like, and he might not even deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a, you know, yeah, but Mahomes, you know, he hasn't gotten there yet. And there are so many variables to that that it's almost unfair. It might just be flat out unfair to do it.
Yeah.
The competition in the conference did Elway have a Mahomes?
I mean, he had Marino right away.
He had Marino.
Eventually he had Kelly. I mean, you know, there was 3 years there where he didn't at the start of his career, but by the time he gets to the Super Bowl, he's got Kelly.
And even Montana.
And eventually Warren Moon. So Hall of Fame players, all of them. So, I mean, there's enough similarities there. I think Elway, I would guess Elway is a quick answer for fans who are maybe a little younger than we are, or maybe, you know, 15, 20 years younger than us. Because what a fan that age might remember about Elway is that it took him until the end to win Super Bowls, and then he won two in a row, and they might not have right there at their recall that he went to three so early before they were really cognizant.
So he
following the league,
he wins in 97 and 98, and he was drafted in 83. So what, years 15 and 16?
It took a minute for him to win one, not to get to one. Peyton Manning that has been mentioned because of really his struggle to get past the Patriots and Brady, and that maybe pretty closely mirrors Allen and Mahomes and the Chiefs and the Bills, I think. In fact, last year, I think Manning finally did it in year 7 and got past New England, and there was that, you know, I recall that, at least seeing that. I never fact-checked it, but I assumed it was true because fans were looking for anything to cling to, like, this is the year.
Well, so
it lines up.
Manning wins in year 8, and this will be Allen's year 8,
okay,
right? 2005, I think, is Manning's, I'm sure of it. 2005 is Pittsburgh. 2006 would be Manning's year. So year 9, I think. He's drafted in 98. 98 draft.
All right, so I've got the 7-year thing mixed up here. Maybe it was 7 meetings or something, whatever it was.
Maybe, but I think it's his 9th year when he wins. And I think that can work. Manning, for me, I was always like very defensive about this, much more so than I am about Memorial Day weather, that he's the best quarterback in this sport. Like year after year, he would outplay Brady, but Brady would win more. And when they would meet in the playoffs, Brady would win. So I guess that means he's better, which I never subscribe to, and I still don't. So does Allen quite have that? He almost does. I mean, it's been, for a few years, a makeable argument that he's the best. Jackson, you know, has been better. Mahomes has more hardware. But I think it's a makeable argument that he's the best. And that can be said for the last few years. So that comes close to Manning.
Yeah. Yeah. It did take that long for him to actually get his team to that point. And so, you know, that it's not like it's late already, but it's, you know, again, he turned 29 yesterday. I made a sound when I saw that. I mean, I know how old he is, but just seeing it, like, okay, let's go.
Will he make a sound at your birthday coming up?
I doubt it.
You think he'll be like, wow, that guy is
60?
That guy is 60?
It's a big one. I'd be flattered. I mean, I kind of doubt it.
Eric, you have a name for us?
That's more of a negative if this continues take, and that if this keeps up, I surmise it kind of like what happened with Warren Moon in Houston. It was never Warren Moon's fault. He was doing great and didn't have the great of legs as Josh, but he was decent on the run, and his arm was certainly amazing. And it seemed like the organization had some good pieces around him here and there, but always then scratching your head of why they couldn't get over the hump and get to the Super Bowl and finish the job. I'm sure there were questions around the coach and everybody else, but rightfully so, nobody but Warren Moon. And with the Bills, absolutely, nobody's questioning Josh Allen. But,
okay,
geez, what is it going to take to break through and finish the job. So that's
okay.
That's the end of mine for me.
We'll let you go so you can get your wipers fixed.
I was going to say, how good are phones these days? It's got to be wipers.
But yes. Okay. I mean, Moon never got there. Elway did. Manning didn't until 06. Didn't even get to one until 06. I've got three other names of my own to throw in. And then I texted Sneaky Joe and he gave me a couple other ones. So here we go.
Okay.
Josh Allen's best career comp or your favorite career comp for him? I think in terms of his style, and I guess for the most part, his career, one MVP, no rings, is Cam Newton. The quarterback I think he is best compared to is Cam Newton. I think Allen has ascended, and not even like that recently, to a place where he's better than Newton. But the way they're both like impossible running threats and good to great in the through the air. Like Newton is who I think about the most for Allen with Allen's future in mind. Like how he'll hold up physically. Because Newton kind of just sort of
he broke.
He had personality challenges. I'm not meaning to blame him for that exactly, because that's a two-way street. But he had sort of off the field things that maybe didn't help him. And physically, I don't know. Like we never got to see him because teams stopped believing in him. We never got to see what like old Cam Newton would have been on the field. I mean, New England, went back to Carolina, but that was kind of it.
Yeah, well, that's because even middle-aged Cam Newton looked like old Cam Newton. You know, I mean, I think so, like, there's no, and not that you're saying that there's an injustice that he didn't get to, you know, but he never, the personality, I think, that piece kept him from getting one last shot anywhere, like catching on somewhere. I mean, how did I sound about that idea in 2018 or 19 when he first maybe became available? There's a comp, you want to have a backup who can run the same offense. Well, there you go. But I didn't want the personality here. I think that probably for a role that is at best competing for playing time, if not being a backup flat out, that's a big personality to fit under that hat. And that probably kept him from that kept us from ever seeing him play at the age of 36 or 37.
We probably won't get that.
No, I think that's over. Yeah.
I think Tarkenton is an interesting name for Allen.
Has the show ever sounded older in the
sense, like the team context sense. And Tarkenton was, other people would know better, but I think I'm right in saying like he was a unicorn as a quarterback. Like the running element, just other guys just did not do it. And he was, you know, kind of like a early stage Allen, where he would just run all over the pocket, all over the field to try to find somebody. There's just some incredible clips of Tarkenton.
Not the physical specimen Allen is, obviously. Not at all. But you're kind of a little guy, like more like a scat back playing quarterback.
More like Murray.
Yeah, probably. Sure, that works. Yeah, yeah.
But
there's Super Bowl losses, right?
A guy who's somewhat defined by, as Allen will be if it doesn't change, the team not getting all the way to the top. So Tarkenton, I thought of. Let me give you two more. Allen's best or your favorite career comp for him? I'll give you two more. Fouts.
That was the first guy I thought you were going to say. Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, you thought I would say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fouts is, again, I have to admit, it's through the team lens. The Chargers weren't ever, they never made it. They went to AFC Championships, plural, back-to-back even. He was always a Pro Bowl / All-Pro player, would lead the league in stats.
And then had to play.
Never made it.
At minus 30 degrees in Cincinnati or something in the playoffs. And
the Freezer Bowl.
Just sort of do
had to
in.
Go from the Orange Bowl where Winslow is fainting in double overtime.
Right, one of the longest games ever.
Double overtime in like scorching heat to the Freezer Bowl the next week not an easy task. But Fouts, Hall of Fame career, numbers, wasn't a runner. Guys like that, guys in that era rarely were.
No, Tarkenton is a little before that, obviously, but still it was rare to have a guy. A guy like Tarkenton, I bet, might really wish that the league had evolved to the point that it's at now when he was in his prime, because nobody was designing stuff for him to do, I don't think. It was just, he just did what he did.
Yep. And one more that comes really close in terms of style of play and team results is, of course, Lamar Jackson. It may be the best career comp for Allen at this point is Lamar Jackson. MVP. I mean, Jackson has two, but still, MVP, great seasons, playoff losses to Buffalo and to Kansas City. Like, it's tough out there. Like, it's both guys will be remembered. If it ended now, both guys will be remembered as great, like elite, great stars.
Just not being able to get past Mahomes.
They don't have a championship. Like, right. They don't even have an appearance in the Super Bowl. So what is it? So Jackson, of course, I mean, they're the same age, and that's different. Like, you're not thinking historically at all. But so nobody's perfect here. Sneaky Joe, I mentioned, the first name he gave me was Brett Favre. And, you know, I didn't ask him to explain that, but we could do it. It's like just sort of the miracle plays, the talent, where he does things. Even Favre is a long time ago now, like prime Favre. But especially young Favre would be like, young Favre is young Allen, where there's he would do insane things and also like, why?
Right. Like, why did you throw that ball? Why did you have to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that works. And he, you know, again, he's not the runner, but he ran around. That's part of the recklessness. You know, like he was extending plays and throwing balls into three dudes and just like, whoa, dude. But he won, what, that's 93 when they beat the Patriots? 96, okay. So how long is that into his career? When does he
not start? Super long, like 4 or 5 years. Okay. What, I mean, he's in Atlanta.
Right.
But Green Bay is like maybe 92 or 3.
Okay.
Where he becomes a star in Green Bay. I want to say 93 at the latest. And then 96, they win it. So pretty quick.
Yeah.
And then never another one. They got back the next year and lost, and that was it. Played a long time. NFC Championship, Minnesota.
Right.
Who is your favorite or who you think is the best career comp for Allen?
Lost that second one to Elway.
That's right.
Right.
They were huge, double-digit favorites.
That's right where we started. That was the first name that came out of my mouth, and here we are at the end, and it's Favre and Elway.
803-0550, Matt Larkin, Hockey News on the playoffs and the Sabres. Andrew Filippone later on. Strangely, he asked for no Pittsburgh sports questions.
Mm.
We'll see. Maybe we'll have to trick him. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, thanks for listening. Your call's next on WGR.